Week 3, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, undying praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. Psalm 88. Continued. And yet you have rejected and spurned, and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant, and dishonored his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls, and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbor. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Psalm 88 concluded. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord for ever. Amen. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. To sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning it springs up and flowers, By evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger, our life is over like a sigh, our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain, they passed swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favour of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. With you, O Lord, is the source of life. It is your light that enlightens us. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Moses spoke to the people. He said, "And when all these words come true for you, the blessing and the curse I have set before you, if you meditate on them in your heart, wherever among the nations the Lord your God drives you, if you return to the Lord your God, if you obey his voice with all your heart and soul in everything I enjoin on you today, you and your children, then the Lord your God will bring back your captives. He will have pity on you and gather you once again out of all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. Had you wandered to the ends of the heavens, the Lord your God would gather you even from there, would come there to reclaim you and bring you back to the land your fathers possessed, so that you in your turn might make it your own, prospering there and increasing even more than your fathers. The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants until you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, and so have life. The Lord your God will make all these curses recoil on your foes and on your enemies who have persecuted you. And once again you will obey the voice of the Lord your God and keep all those commandments of his that I enjoin on you today. The Lord your God will give you great prosperity in all your undertakings, in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, and in the produce of your soil. For once again the Lord will take delight in your prosperity as he took delight in the prosperity of your fathers, if only you obey the voice of the Lord your God, keeping those commandments and laws of his that are written in this book of law, and if you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. For this law that I enjoin on you today is not beyond your strength or beyond your reach. It is not in heaven, so that you need to wonder who will go up to heaven for us and bring it down to us, so that we may hear it and keep it. Nor is it beyond the seas, so that you need to wonder who will cross the seas for us and bring it back to us, so that we may hear it and keep it. No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for your observance. See, today I set before you life and prosperity, death and disaster. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I enjoin on you today, if you love the Lord your God and follow his ways, if you keep his commandments, his laws, his customs, you will live and increase, and the Lord God will bless you in the land which you are to entering to make your own. But if your heart strays, if you refuse to listen, if you let yourself be drawn into worshipping other gods and serving them, I tell you today, you will most certainly perish. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I set before you life or death, blessing or curse. Choose life, then, so that you and your descendants may live in the love of the Lord your God, obeying his voice, clinging to him. For in this your life consists, and on this depends your long stay in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob he would give them. Responsory from Jeremiah 29. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and will restore your fortunes. A reading from the Sermons of Bishop John of Naples, Sermon 7. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom then shall I fear? He who understood the manner of his enlightenment, the source from which it came, and the sort of man who received it, was a good disciple. He saw the light, not the light that fades into darkness, but that light which the eye does not see. Minds flooded with this light do not run headlong into sin or stumble in vice. The Lord said, "Walk while you have the light." What light did he mean, if not himself, who said, "I, the light, have come into the world? Come, so those who see should not see, and those who are blind should receive the light"? This, then, is the Lord our light, the Sun of Righteousness, whose rays have enlightened his Catholic Church spread throughout the world, of whom the prophet foretold when he cried, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom then shall I fear?" The man who is enlightened neither stumbles nor strays from the path, and he knows how to stay the course. He who sees his native land from afar bears adversity. He is not cast down by the things of this world, but is strengthened in God. He humbles his heart and endures, and by his humility has patience. That true light which enlightens every man who comes into this world gives himself to those who fear him, pours light on whom he wills, where he wills, reveals himself to whom the Son wills. He who formerly sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, in the darkness of evil and the shadow of sin, is appalled when the light rises. Then he looks closely at himself. He comes to his senses, and overcome with shame he repents and says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear?" My brothers, this is indeed a great salvation. This salvation fears no sickness, dreads no fatigue, sees no pain. Therefore we must cry out not only with our lips, but also in our hearts with complete and perfect faith, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear?" If it is the Lord who enlightens, the Lord who saves, whom then shall I fear? Though the mists of temptation rise up, the Lord is my light. They may come, but can make no headway. They can assault our hearts, but are not able to overcome them. Though the blindness of lust comes upon me, the Lord is my light. So the Lord is our strength, he who gives himself to us. And we give ourselves to him. Hasten to your physician while you can, lest when you wish to do so, you are no longer able. Responsory from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 9. Lord, send wisdom forth from your throne of glory to help me and toil with me, to teach me what is pleasing to you at all times. Lord, grant me wisdom, consort of your throne, to teach me what is pleasing to you at all times. Let us pray. All-powerful, ever-living God, direct our steps in the way of your love, so that our whole life may be fragrant with all we do in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.